The late 1980s and 1990s were a heyday for Cincinnati's film industry, with more than 45 movies shot here, according to Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky Film Commission Executive Director Kristen Irwin.
They were back to back to back, and sometimes two or three pictures in town at a time, like Rage in Harlem, Little Man Tate, Lost in Yonkers, 8 Men Out, to name a few.
But then the movies went away as Hollywood realized it was cheaper to make films abroad. 5 years ago, Ohio established a cash rebate program considered one of the top five programs in the country. The results are here. Bad Grandpa, Captain America 2, Ides of March, 7 Below, The Christmas Spirit, and Johnny Longshot. An economic impact study shows for every dollar Ohio invests, $1.20 is pumped back into the economy. Cincinnati's $75,000 investment in the Film Commission nets $30 million a year. Irwin points to The Painted Chef as one of several local businesses benefiting. David Chiaffi is owner and chef.
Just this past movie, The Christmas Spirit, we hired 4 new employees. It's bringing a lot of revenue for us. We're able to buy a lot of product from local farmers. We're probably planning on hiring at least another 4 or 5 people if we get some of these bigger budget films.
Chiaffi has a full-service food truck and can travel to movie locations around the state and beyond. Irwin says with 15 films in the last 2 years, Ohio is the state of envy.
Knowing what's on our desk at the Film Commission, 2014 is going to be a huge year in Cincinnati for film.
Just this weekend, Irwin is out scouting with a director. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.